What is real worship?
Now that you have made the decision to commit your life to Jesus Christ, you need to know what the next steps are. Mike Silva has prepared this series of podcasts to answer some of the questions you may have.
We live in a culture that loves its celebrities. We read magazines and watch TV shows dedicated to what they drive, how they act, and what they wear. What they wear on the red carpet. Then we try to buy the same kinds of cars and clothes, and sometimes we even start acting like them. In other words, we change ourselves to be more like them. People call that celebrity worship. This podcast is dedicated to talking about worship. What is real worship? Is it anything like the celebrity worship? As Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, we want our definition of worship to be the same as God's definition of worship. And to do that, we need to dig into what the Bible says about it. So let's take some time to do that right now. Now, what is real worship? One of the passages that teach about worship in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 19 through 26, Jesus explains what worship is to a woman he met in the city called Samaria. You can read it there for yourself, John 4, 19 to 26. The woman wanted to debate with Jesus about where the proper place to worship was. It's funny, isn't it? People are asking the same things today. But he threw her a curveball, Jesus did. Jesus told her that soon it wouldn't matter what city you worshiped in because God wants something else entirely. Jesus went on to say that God wanted people who would worship him in spirit and in truth. But what in the world does that mean? In spirit, worshiping in spirit, in the passage from John that I just mentioned, means that worship is not attached to a place. Did you catch that? Worship is not attached solely to a place. During Jesus' lifetime, people thought that there were only certain places, certain cities, certain buildings, and unless you were there at those times and those cities and those buildings, then you couldn't worship. True worship couldn't happen. But Jesus is saying, oh yes, it can. Can you worship in church? Absolutely. Does Almighty God want us to be a part of a church? Absolutely. But that's not the only place that we can worship. So that's the in spirit part. What about in truth? He wants us to worship in spirit and worship in truth. In truth means that part of worshiping God is believing what the Bible says about God and living in light of that truth. Let me give you an example. We know that God never lies. So we are worshiping him and obeying him if we stop lying ourselves. But there's also things that God asks us to do as we worship him, such as sing. Do you know that singing is worshiping God? The Bible says in Ephesians 5, 18 and 19, that that is a fact. How about praying? Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. We learn many things about Almighty God and about worshiping through reading the Bible, being a part of a church that teaches the Bible. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible says, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves with your friends." Basically, what he's saying is every athlete needs a halftime, a locker room time to talk and discuss and learn and be encouraged and be refreshed. And that's what it's like for us when we're part of a local church and when we're participating in those times of corporate worship. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31, the scripture says something else about worship. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Colossians 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord and not working for people." All of that is a part of worship. I love that little passage in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. It says this, "The Lord has told you what is good." Where did he tell you that? In the Bible. So the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. There's another book in the Bible called Hosea. In Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6, the Bible says, I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. In other words, God says, I don't want you just to talk the walk. I want you to walk the talk. I want you to know me more than just giving me some offering or throwing money my way. Again, God is less interested in religious rituals than he is your loving relationship with him. This is how we truly worship him. That's why the New Testament so powerfully says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, where the Apostle Paul said, I beg you, I plead with you, give your body to God because of all that he has done for you. Let our bodies be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he, that's God, will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. So, in closing, is real worship like celebrity worship? Or is it sitting and singing in church exclusively? I think the Bible teaches that true worship is a little like both. When we worship celebrities, we change ourselves to be like them. If we worship God, we should do the very same thing. Change ourselves to be like him. Or we should say more correctly, theologically correctly, allow Almighty God to change us to be more like him. If we worship God, we should be doing the very same thing. Except instead of altering our fashion choices, we will become living sacrifices, showing justice, mercy, and humility in our lives. Without those sorts of changes, our worship is shallow and does not please the Lord. Hey, well, this is Mike Silva, and I just want you to know that today is a day that you and I together will be pressing on to follow Jesus Christ.